Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
KYW News Radio and Deborah Heart and Lung Center team up to discuss diagnosing and treating valvular heart disease and the exciting future in the heart valve research space. Here's Rasa Kay.
It can come as a shock to learn one of your heart valves has sprung a leak, especially if you've been careful to manage your blood pressure and cholesterol, stay active, and avoid unhealthy food, smoking, and alcohol. Interventional cardiologist Dr. Mohammad Raza says it may not have prevented the process, but it may slow it down.
We don't quite understand why one group of patients go from mild to severe in a shorter period of time compared to another group of patients. And there's a lot of research happening in that space to understand that. But health lifestyles in general in the leaky valve space that may delay the progression of disease from mild to severe.
Learn more at DeboraHealthReport.com.
New Jersey's only heart, lung, and vascular specialty hospital, Debora Heart and Lung Center. When it's your heart, demand Debora.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Cardinal Dolan holding Mass this morning at St. Patrick's Cathedral after the passing of Pope Francis early this morning in Rome. The first Latin American Pope passing away today at the age of 88.
Cardinal Dolan asked for prayers for Pope Francis. After early morning Mass, His Eminence described Francis' expression of faith and leadership.
In his simplicity, in his humility, in his easygoingness. Boy, these were gifts that he stewarded so well.
Here at St. Pat's, churchgoers telling me how Francis touched them.
I grew up in the church, really kind of moved away over the years, but he really embodied everything that, like, as a kid, was important to me.
And he says he's here to say a prayer for the Pope's eternal peace. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Morning on Long Island today, too, where our Sophia Hall continues our team coverage.
With the purple and black bunting near the front doors of St. Agnes Cathedral, parishioners prayed as they talked about the passing of the Pope and what he meant to them.
He was just a saintly man. He was a good man. And it's interesting that he would die the way he did, with the doctors saying not to go out, and he went out. And then he died on the day after Easter.
This woman used the words, he brought fresh air to the Catholic Church.
Very sad.
What did you love about him?
His openness to embrace the people, the less fortunate.
Another woman said she loved everything about him. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Rockville Center, Long Island.
Pope Francis's death comes just a month after he was released from the hospital, where he had a lengthy stay being treated for double pneumonia. Pope Francis's death now sets into motion the mourning process of first allowing the faithful to pay their final respects, followed by the Pope's funeral, and then after that, the conclave to elect a new Pope. We now know the identity of the victim who was stabbed to death on the Upper West Side last Friday night, but lots of other things still remain a mystery. We know his name was Sharif Clendenin and that he was 40 years old and lived on Amsterdam Avenue. But police don't have a motive, and they have not yet made any arrests in the case. A rally just wrapped up in Brooklyn's Herbert Von King Park. It's part of a new push to get park funding restored. As the city council says, Mayor Adams is only proposing a fraction of what the parks need in our area. Right now, the parks department is said to be short about 845 jobs. Adam Ganser with New Yorkers for Parks says green spaces make up about 14% of the city, and making sure they're clean and welcoming is a real quality of life issue.
What we're calling for right now is an increase of from the preliminary budget of around roughly $80 million to bring the agency's budget up to mid-$600 million, $650 plus million dollars. That is a rounding error in the city's budget.
Ganser adds that in the last two budget cycles, all the departments in the city have gotten funding back except for parks.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.